So the first player to officially introduce the Minnesota Vikings is Sharif Floyd, the defensive tackle from Florida, who we took overall at 23 last night. And to be honest with you, like I spoke about last night, I don't think anyone expected him to be down there. And what he brings to us from a defensive standpoint, as far as not only his ability to play the run, but his ability to get upfield and rush the passer, and just the natural athletic skills this player has and what you've seen on tape. And when we meet with our coaches and we meet with our scouts and we go through the film and we read our reports, this is everything that we're looking for, and to identify a defensive tackle that fits well with our scheme. So feel very blessed, very fortunate that we were able to nab Sharif Floyd at 23. Sharif?
I want to thank Coach Spillman and Coach Frazier for allowing me to be a part of the Minnesota Vikings. Glad to be here, glad to contribute to the team as best as I can, and just looking to get started with my teammates.
What's these past 2 days been like for you, just watching that draft unfold yesterday and now being here today, meeting everyone?
It was a long wait, but well worth it. Like I said before, I'm glad to be here, glad to be a part of something special, something that I can just walk in and contribute to. The past couple days have been long, but it's okay. I'm here now. I'm a Minnesota Viking and glad to be.
How tough and surprising was that last night to keep falling and keep falling? I think Nick Shea and Kuiper and those guys all said that you'd go third overall. And to fall into 20s, how difficult was that for you to watch?
It wasn't difficult because, you know, I came into the draft not expecting to go to a particular place, just understanding that it's not in my hands, it's out of my control. It's all about what a ball club needs, and the Minnesota Vikings chose me at 23, and I couldn't have been more happier.
You mentioned that you had a chip on your shoulder over this a little bit. Is that something that will motivate you, prove to the other teams that maybe they should have looked at you earlier?
Yeah, it's a chip there, obviously, because I got passed up by a bunch of teams, but the Minnesota Vikings didn't pass me up, so I'm glad to be here. And as I told Coach the day that I got the phone call and when I came in today, that I'm ready to work and I'm ready to get started.
During your combine interviews, did you get any sense for what teams might be concerned about with you, just given, I mean, there were so many great expectations for you and a lot of teams did pass on you?
No, it wasn't no expectation of who was going to pick me. I didn't have a clue, and that's how it went. I was clueless sitting there.
Sharif, what was the energy like today walking into the building, not only for you, but to have two other first-round picks by your side?
The energy was ecstatic. You know, everybody's happy. Everybody's greeting us with open arms, and we feel as though we're part of a family from as soon as we walked into this foundation. So we're just glad to be here.
Any other players in the building that you got to meet?
I actually sat down with Pat Williams, who retired yesterday. He was just talking to me about the game and how long he'd been doing it and stuff like that. So he's excited, and I'm excited to meet him.
What did he give you?
Just make the game your own, you know, and do what you got to do and do it the right way. You got a bunch of people around you that love the Minnesota Vikings and love being here. So take advantage of everything you got in front of you.
What are your thoughts on working in with and behind Kevin Williams and learning from him?
Coming in, I knew Kevin Williams was here, and I'm really excited to learn from him, get everything I can from him, and contribute.
Analysts have you as a three technique ideally. Do you agree with that, and what would your thoughts be about getting some time on the nose?
I played every position across the board at Florida, and here, even if I'm at nose or three technique, wherever the team sees me best fit is what I'm going to do.
Be a pretty deadly combination to have you next to Kevin as opposed to just rotating behind him at times?
I wouldn't know. You know, I lead that to the coaches. I'm just going to do my job.
You seem pretty soft-spoken and even-keeled here. Is that your normal personality?
Yeah, I'm always calm. Never too high, never too low.
You're mean on the field, though?
Yeah, you know, I got to. You can't play nice on the field.
So it didn't bug you as you fell, though, Sharif? I mean, your guy's sitting there, and it's not, as you drop down the board, it's not flustering you at all or not making you mad or anything?
No, it wasn't making me mad, frustrated or anything. If anything, it got a little hot back there. But other than that, no, I was calm. I knew at the end of the day I was going to end up somewhere, whether it be first or second round, either way. You know, as long as I get my chance to show that I can be a player that a lot of people think I can be, that's all I was looking forward to.
There were other guys that were in that room that fell completely out of the first round. How much did you guys talk to each other during the process just to encourage and you know, kind of other a shoulder to lean on?
Well, I trained with some of them guys down at IMG, Geno Smith being one of them. And we all get a chance to talk to each other about the process, you know. But at the end of the day, we all can't say where we're going, where we want to go and stuff like that because we don't know where we're going to end up. But we're all good friends and lifelong friends. And even if Geno Smith, you know, he's going to end up somewhere and we're going to still be friends at the end of the day.
Sharif, did you spend any time at all trying to figure out where you would go? And you had to be, when the draft started, you had to be thinking you're going to go somewhere. I mean, which team were you thinking before the draft would take?
Honestly, I came in not thinking about any particular team because it's not in my control. I couldn't control where I was going to go or anything like that, you know. What I wanted to go back home, sure. I mean, it was a good place. What I wanted to go to Jacksonville, I'm from Florida. I played in Florida. So, you know, a bunch of places was good, but I ended up a Minnesota Viking, which is a great thing. I'm not complaining. I'm not down on myself, and I'm definitely not going to show up here down on the Minnesota Vikings. I'm glad to be here, glad to be a part of the program.
So many...
You say your strength is your leverage or your quickness or a combination of both?
Combination of both. Get off disruptive and go with my hands.
Last two questions.
When it comes to draft prospects, a lot of people try to say this guy compares to this player in the NFL. Who do you think you're closest to?
I don't think I compare to a lot of people because I haven't watched football to know who I compare to. But I think my style of play is my style of play.